Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhum, wa sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim. So today, inshallah, we'll continue what we started in Khutbatul Jum'ah. One of the things that we can learn from the Sahaba radiallahu alayhim, which is to love for other people what you love for yourself, as reported in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. None of you truly believes until he or she loves for others what they love for themselves. الحديث مروي برواية أخرى في الهيثمي يقول أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه كنت عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسمعته يقول لا يؤمن العبد حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه فخرجت إلى السوق فإذا رجل يبيع ثوبا فقلت بكم الثوب قال بثلاثين قال آخذه منك بأربعين قال أرحمك الله يعني أنا عرضت بثلاثين فلما تزيد قال سأخذه بخمسين لأنه يساوي عندي خمسين هو تمم فعلا خمسين إنت عرضته بثلاثين ولو أنا مكانك أنا كنت سأبيعه بخمسين لأنه يساوي خمسين وفعلا أعطاه بخمسين. So in another version of this hadith in al-Haythami, Anas ibn Malik said, I was sitting with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day and he said, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So Anas radiallahu anhu started to practice this hadith. He went out to the market and a person was selling a garment, a jalabiyya, a thawb. So the man offered the jalabiyya, this garment, for 30 dirham, 30 bucks. So Anas ibn Malik said, no, I will take it for 40. So the sale price is 30, he offered 40. So the man said, may Allah have mercy on you, it is just for 30, why you offer me 40? He said, no, I will give you 50. Because I just heard the Prophet ﷺ say, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. The worth of this garment is 50, not 30. And if I was going to sell it myself, I would sell it for 50, not for 30. And he gave him 50. إلا طبعا من علامات محبتك لأخيك أن تحب له ما تحب لنفسك وتكره له ما تكره لنفسك. So a sign of loving for other people what you love for yourself is also to hate for them what you hate for yourself. Because what is the point if you love good things for yourself and you give your brother junk? You have also to hate for them what you hate for yourself. هذا أيضا مذكور في حديث يعني معاذ بن جابر رضي الله عنه في مسند الإمام أحمد. سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أفضل الإيمان. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تحب لله وأن تكره لله ثم قلت ثم ماذا يا رسول الله قال أن تحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك وأن تكره لهم ما تكره لنفسك. So معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه as reported in Muslim of Imam Ahmad, I said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is the best type of iman? So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, when you hate في سبيل الله and you love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah. You love someone, you love their behavior just because they are obedient to Allah. You don't love them because they give you money or they give you their car and so on and so forth. You love them because they are obedient and you hate their behavior if they are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I said, O Prophet of Allah, then what is next? So he said, the best type of iman after this is to love for people what you love for yourself and you hate for them what you hate for yourself. And I give the example of the school students. I was giving them a talk about brotherhood and stuff. And I told them at the end, now we will practice what I've been talking about for an hour. I'm going to throw some candy in the air. And if you are a true practitioner of this hadith, you pick the candy and give it to the guy to your right. I started to throw the candy in the air. And there was blood everywhere. They almost killed each other off. So I told him, what did I say just a few minutes ago? If you love your brother as you love yourself, you have to give them what you love for yourself. Plus, I will give you all candy at the end. It's not a big deal. Still, they wouldn't listen. Grown-ups, we do the same thing. It's nice to say these words, that I love for my brother what I love for myself, but when it comes to practice, it's a disaster. Okay, we love ourselves because we're so selfish. إلا طبعا المعنى الثاني ألا تنصب عليه لأنه معروف إنه إحنا كمسلمين يعني إذا إنسان يعني كان قدامك مسلم فبتحب إنك تتعامل معاه وتثق فيه وكذا، ولكن بعض الناس قد يخون هذه الثقة ويخون الأمانة. فعلى سبيل المثال كان معنا أحد الإخوة الهنود في أمريكا، وفي موقع اسمه Craigslist زي كجيجي هنا، فبتخش بتشوف لو حابب تشتري شغلة. فهو دخل كان بيبحث عن سيارة، ولقى سيارة جون وسيارة ديفيد وسيارة ماثيو وسيارة توم وسيارة كذا، قال لك لا مش هنشتري. فلقى تحت واحد اسمه محمد، قال لك محمد ده زي فل وعربية تبقى كلها بركة عليك وعلى محمد. فراح اشترى السيارة من محمد وسأل أخينا اللي السيارة كويسة، قال له طبعا السيارة ممتازة وسيارة زي الفل ومفيش بعد كده. قال توكلنا على الله وعطاه المصاري يعني كاش مباشرة لأنه فيه ثقة تمام، وما جربهاش وكذا، وبعدين خدها وتوكل على الله. لما وصل البيت بص لقى الباب بيقع ولقى الدركسيون سايق، والأخ كمان كان لاعب في المايلج بتاعه يعني منقصها يجي 1000 ميل كمان. حاول لأسابيع، أنا مشيت بعد حاول لمدة أسابيع إنه يكلم الأخ عشان يرجع له السيارة، الثاني تقريبا سكر التليفون أو رماه أو كذا وهرب تمام. فهذه هي خيانة الثقة وخيانة الأخوة. Another sign of loving for your brother and your sister is to be worthy of their trust. If they trust you with something, you don't betray the trust, you don't deceive them. Because we as Muslims, we like to deal with each other. We have this common trust between ourselves. And I gave the example of one brother who was living in the US, and he wanted to buy a car from one of those websites. It's called Craigslist. It's very big in the US. It's like a Gigi here. So he looked into the cars posted on the website. So he saw the cars, okay, Tom's car, Matthew's cars, this car. Then at the end, he found Muhammad's car. So he said, this is a Muslim brother, I'm going to buy his car, you know, he will make it easy for me, he's not going to lie to me or anything. So he drove for like 45 minutes to buy the car. He got the car from the brother and he said, is the car okay? He said, yes, it's a fantastic car. So the brother gave him the money, top dollar, cash. By the time he went home, the door of the car started to fall down, it started to smoke. And he realized that the brother had messed with the mileage of the car. So he lied to him a big time, he deceived him. And for weeks and weeks, this brother tried to call the other brother, Muhammad, or whatever his name was, to return the car. And the other one, of course, he threw away his phone and he was not answering the phone. Eventually, I think I heard, eventually he spoke to him, but he said, okay, I can't give you the money back. Like in one piece, I'm gonna give it by installments over 5 years or 10 years or something. You gotta wait, okay? I don't have the money, I spent it, what can I do? You have to be worthy of the trust. Muhammad ibn Wasa, كان من العلماء العاملين، ذهب إلى السوق ليبيع حمارا له. كان عنده حمار فرح يبيعه. فجاء أحد الناس ليشتريه منه وقال يعني أترضاه لنفسك؟ يعني هذا الحمار لو أنت تشتري حمار أتشتريه لنفسك؟ قال لو رضيته لنفسي ما بعته. هو حمار سيء وبنصره ومش عاجبه وعشان كده أنا ببيعه، وهو يعلم أنه لو قال هذا للمشتري لن يشتريه لأنه حمار سيء. فخلاص، ولكن الأمانة عنده كانت أهم من الحمار، الأخوة أهم من الحمار. So Muhammad ibn Wasa was a scholar. He went to the market to sell his own donkey. So a buyer or a potential buyer came to him to buy the donkey. So he said, would you buy this donkey yourself? If someone is offering this donkey for sale, would you buy it yourself? He said, if I was happy with this donkey, if I was satisfied with it, I wouldn't have sold it. The reason I'm selling it is because it's a piece of junk. Okay, this is the reason I'm selling it. And he knew that if he told this to the guy, he would never buy it. But still, being honest is more important for him than selling his donkey. I'm going to conclude with this, we'll continue next time. مسألة المحبة في الله والأخوة وكذا، إنك تحب الإنسان ما تحب لنفسك، أن تحب له من الخير ما تحب لنفسك. يعني كثير من الناس يبقى عارف إنه في الشغل الفلاني اللي هو فيه أو كذا محتاجين ناس وما يفضلش إنه يجيب مثلاً واحد من بلده أو واحد مسلم زي يشتغل معاه. ليه؟ لأنه بعضنا نشأ مع الفكرة إنه لو جبت واحد صاحبي أو من بلدي أو ابن قريتي وكذا يشتغل معايا هيسرق من الشغل، تمام، وهيروح يقول لصاحب الشغل زي ما بعض الناس بييجوا يشكولي مسلمين يقول لك صاحبي المسلم خدته يشتغل معايا في الدهان أو في كذا، ويروح لصاحب الشغل يقول لك يا عم الأخ اللي أنت جايبه ده اللي هو جايبه أصلا شغله تعبان مشي وأنا هشتغل مكان وأعمل ضعف الشغل وأخد نصف السعر. ويجي الأخ يقول يعني هذا جزاء إن أنا جبت الأخ الشغل ويجي يسرق شغلي ويكون سبب في طرد من العمل. أنت لو تنظر للجماعة الصينيين هنا في كندا والأوكرانيين وحتى اليهود في أمريكا أو في كندا، سبب نجاحهم إنهم متحدين ويحبوا الخير لبعض وعارفين إن الطريق الوحيد لقوتهم هو وحدتهم. إنك شغال في قسم معين أو شغال مثلا في شركة معينة دايما تجيب إخواتك وتجيب أصحابك تشغلهم معاك وتبقوا قوة مع بعض وتمتلكوا للمكان. إنما إذا بدأت تكره فلان لأنه هيسرق شغلك أو فلان عشان من بلدك أو مش عارف إيه، مفيش محبة للآخرين ما تحبوا الناس. The last thing, you love for people what you love for yourself. If you are in a good position to help a Muslim brother to get a job, whether you work in a company, in a dealership, in a whatever, you love for them what you love for yourself. But the problem is some brothers tell me, okay, I help this brother, I bring him to work with me, then he would sneak behind my back and goes to the employer and tell him, okay, fire this guy, I'm gonna do double the job, I'm gonna give half of the salary. And the first brother would come to me and complain, okay, is this how the brother pays me for bringing him to the job? We shouldn't be doing it this way. We should look at the other successful examples in the Canadian society, or even in North America, like the Croatian people, the Chinese people, the Jews in America, in Canada, they help each other. They help each other. If I work in a department, they need the PhD students, I spread the word in my community. I try to bring them to work with me, in my company, at school, here and there, and they become one bond and one brotherhood, they help each other. And this is why they are successful, because they know that the key to success is unity. This is something that Muslims and Arabs need to work on. We need to love for other people what we love for ourselves. To be successful as a community, we have to be united. Forget about your color, forget about your tribalism, forget about your village or country, forget about your tribe and your family. Love for other people what you love for yourself. This is the key to success. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an ya'allimana ma yanfa'una wa yanfa'ana bima 'allamana. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-muslimin al-mustada'afin fi Syria wa fi Yemen wa fi Misr wa fi Iraq wa fi Filistin wa fi kulli makan yughlaq fihi al-muslimun. Allahumma kun lahum 'awna wa nasira wa ahfid dima'ahum wa ahfid nisa'ahum wa atfalahum. Allahumma 'alayka bimal dhalamin فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم عشد بهلاكهم وزلزل الأرض من تحت أرجلهم بعزتك يا عزيز يا جبار. صل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله خيرا.